Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With nowhere to go, no one to see. Well, that sounds so sad, doesn't it? Nowhere to go, no one to see. Let's face it.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, our televisions have become essential in this coronavirus lockdown era. Now, if you ever had time to binge watch shows and movies, now is that time. But we're about to run into an entertainment crisis of sorts, because with Hollywood productions shut down, in fact, productions pretty much all over the world, we will soon be running out of new material.
Matt Bellany, editorial director, Hollywood Reporter. So I guess there's plenty to watch, right? Everybody's got a long list of shows, but you eventually run out of things that you want to watch, even if you're making your way through the streaming platforms. And does the well run dry eventually?
Well, of course, yes, it eventually runs dry. The good news is that most of the productions for this season of television, you know, on the broadcast network and especially in the streaming service, they're all done, finished, and they are still rolling out as normal. But where we're going to start to see problems is in the summer. Lots of the reality shows that typically would have a live component and would start to tape about now, those are not going to be ready. And in particular, the fall TV season, all of the so-called TV pilots, the ones that are made in the spring and then greenlit for the fall, those were all in production when the virus hit. So they're on hold indefinitely. And if this goes on any longer, we're going to start to see fall TV schedules be significantly impacted.
Well, and it's not just TV, of course, as we mentioned. It's also motion pictures. And as you know, it takes, my guess is anyway, except for some maybe very high-end TV shows that take a long time to produce, but most movies do take a long time to shoot, especially the really good ones. What about that pipeline? Because movies aren't being made pretty much all over the world now.
Absolutely. And this is something that we're going to start to see not in, you know, 3 or 4 months, but starting 6 months, 12 months down the line, movies that were in production or in post-production, and that has all had to shut down. Obviously, we've seen most of the movies that were set to come out in spring and summer now pushed to the late summer, fall, winter of next year, assuming that things do go back to normal by mid to late summer. But then that just, there's a domino effect. So then movies that were supposed to come out in the spring are now being pushed. And that's the movies that are able to be released. A lot of these movies, we don't know when they're going to be able to start up production again. So we don't have any idea when they're going to be able to be put on the calendar.
Do you think some of these big ones push even further? Because do you want to put them all out at the same time and then be competing against each other for your big blockbusters?
Well, that's what's happening right now. Disney today announced that Mulan is moving to the fall, and a couple of other big summer movies are being moved into next summer. They just put the new Indiana Jones movie into 2022. Harrison Ford is going to be 80 years old when the next Indiana Jones movie comes out.
Wow.
And that's if they can get it shot.
Yeah, well, you know, Matthew, that raises that other sort of issue, which is, you know, actors, actresses, they all have directors, writers. They all go from job to job, and many of them have commitments. So let's say they were going to be shooting a film over the next 3 or 4 months. Maybe they've got something already lined up for 8 months from now. This is a mess.
It's an absolute mess, and I've talked to entertainment lawyers who are trying to work all this out. It gets even more complicated when you're halfway done shooting a film and it shuts down for this reason, or a television show, and then they've got to reassemble the entire creative crew and cast in you know, 3 or 4 months down the line, when most of these people have other jobs already lined up.
I mean, movies that have like little children in them, by the time they go back to production,
they're grown
the kids
up.
Are going to grow up.
you joke, but it works on both sides. I mean, God help us. You know, I hope Harrison Ford is healthy.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Matt Bellany, editorial director, Hollywood Reporter. Thanks.